I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. It's hard for some of us to remember TV news before CNN and Fox. But tonight, the Trio cable channel airs a new documentary, Feeding the Beast, the 24-hour news revolution. It's the story of how TV's insatiable appetite for content changed the very definition of news. Day to Day TV critic Andrew Wallenstein has this review.
As a metaphor for media oversaturation, Feeding the Beast might seem a little harsh, but it's a fitting title for a documentary that sees a 24-hour news network more like an organism than an organization. Like a shark, it must keep moving, and it moves so quickly it can't stop to think about what it is consuming. If the beast is eating too fast, this documentary amounts to a public declaration of indigestion from some of the biggest names in the media business. Dan Rather, Ted Koppel, and other anchors and producers are unsparing in their self-diagnosis. The beast is feasting on a diet of sensationalism and self-importance, with little regard for the facts or objectivity. Back in 1980, when CNN launched, few knew just how large it would loom on the media landscape. CNN's early days were filled with news reports that were dismissed as amateurish and repetitive. Before she became the queen of morning news, Katie Couric cut her teeth in the network's Atlanta newsroom, where she recalled getting off to a less-than-impressive start.
I was very sing-songy. Later today at 10 o'clock, the president's meeting with his national security advisor, Zbigniew Brzezinski, and I was really bad.
The established news divisions at the broadcast networks regarded CNN with mild curiosity. None of them knew they were facing a future competitor. But the channel began to make a name for itself with stellar coverage of the Reagan assassination, the explosion of the space shuttle, and the first Gulf War. By the mid-1990s, other networks like Fox News Channel and MSNBC had joined the fray. Feeding the Beast catalogs all of their sins. The endless reporting on the likes of O.J. Simpson and JonBenet Ramsey magnified local crimes to international soap operas. A growing segment of 24-hour news programming gets criticized for leaning to the right, with patriotism often disguised as journalism during the war in Iraq. All in all, their collective coverage holds up a funhouse mirror to the world, reflecting and distorting at the same time. But the most insightful comments come from the growing list of comedians turned pundits. Jon Stewart, host of the mock newscast The Daily Show on Comedy Central, notes the channels often speculate to an absurd degree.
A dirty bomb, could they make it? What would it be like? Let's bring in Sanjay Gupta. Sanjay, what would happen if a dirty bomb went off right next to you? Then by the time a dirty bomb doesn't happen, you're almost like, geez, what happened to the dirty bomb? I thought we were going to have a dirty bomb.
The truth is, Feeding the Beast overplays its central metaphor just a bit. These big, bad channels only attract a few million viewers in prime time, nowhere near the kind of reach that entertainment shows maintain on a nightly basis. Our beast isn't quite the dominant force this documentary makes it out to be. And of course, 24-hour news channels aren't all bad. Some of the commentators interviewed credit them with providing a sense of community in the wake of 9/11, when the nation needed it most. But media executives address the 24-hour news phenomenon they've created with a confessional tone. Like something out of Frankenstein, it's alive and out of their control.
Andrew Wallenstein covers television for The Hollywood Reporter. Feeding the Beast premieres tonight at 9 on the cable channel Trio.